Super Talk 99.7 WTN presents John Jubilee, America's transformation authority. He's a trainer to the stars, speaker, and fat loss expert, and he's here to help you lose that fat, get healthy, and find your joy. John's not going to try and sell you gimmicks or gadgets. He's going to help you understand what you really want to accomplish, but without hating the process. If you want to talk to John, call now at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Here he is, John Jubilee.
An awesome and amazing morning. Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the joy of my life to get to share transformation with you today. For those of you that are tuning in for the first time, I am John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority. Why am I an authority? Because I did it. I did it 16 years ago. 16 years ago, I had a banker belly and man boobs, and I was in pain, and I was in a dark place, internally and externally, in my life. And I had tried for 10 years to lose those three bowling balls of fat that I had swallowed and built up in my life and in my belly. And I was bone on bone on my knees and my right shoulder was all jacked up. And I got great news for you. I got so frustrated because I realized that every diet works for a minute. And a minute wasn't going to make it. I needed something that was going to last for a lifetime. You know, I lost weight on every single diet, and I learned the hard way, friends, that when you lose weight, you lose healthy water, healthy muscle, healthy bone, and you lose some fat, and your skin gets saggy, and you feel worse. Come on, isn't that your experience, too? That was my experience 10 times when I lost weight. That's why I say weight loss is a myth. Weight loss is a myth. It's a myth. If you're not skeptical about weight loss, you have zero intelligence. So get smart. Be skeptical about weight loss. You should be skeptical because it's a multi-billion dollar industry designed to prey on our hope that something really works. And I'm going to tell you what weight loss is. Weight loss in the multi-billion dollar weight loss industry is false hope for sale. And we're buying it. And I was buying it. And why do we buy it? Because we are so desperate for something that works. We're buying it for a good reason. We're buying it for a good reason. But we're buying the wrong thing. There's a difference between stupidity and ignorance. Ignorance is we just don't know any better. Stupidity is when we know better and we do it anyway. When we stick our hand in the fire and we know it's going to hurt us, that's stupidity. Ignorance is we don't know that fire is hot. So I want to demystify. I want to take away the ignorance factor and share with you an experience that I experienced 16 years ago when I went and did massive research and used myself as my first client. And I implemented 10 technologies that I discovered that caused my body to uptake hydration at a cellular level, to build lean, healthy muscle mass to my true genetic blueprint, which I did not know until I did this. And I lost my fat and I gained healthy muscle. I gained healthy bone density. I gained healthy hydration. I lost 10 inches in my waist. Now, come on, boys, all the men out there, we know, hey, if a man loses 10 inches in his waist, that's losing some bad stuff. And reach down there right now, men, and grab your belly. Every inch that your belly sticks out past your chest, the American Heart Association will guarantee you, you are going to lose 5 years off your life. That's right. You're going to meet Jesus 5 years early. For every inch, that belly is bigger than that chest. And you can reverse that. You can reverse it. So I implemented these 10 technologies, and great news for all of us, it worked. And I'm sitting here 16 years later because I never gained back a pound. and I never lost a pound of my healthy weight that I gained, and I never gained a pound of the unhealthy weight that I lost. And even better yet, I haven't been sick in 16 years. I got healthy at a cellular level, and I found out it's hard to make a healthy cell sick. It's really hard. So when we get healthy at a cellular level, we get healthy. Now, you may be asking, how did I get into this? You know what? I always love to give credit and just share a story. For 10 years after I did this, I was in banking, and I had a big operation going, and I was able to spend about 6 hours of my working day helping people transform while I was in my banking business. And I helped hundreds and hundreds of people to transform. And I kept learning as I did it in the true human laboratory of real life with real people what worked most effectively. And these 10 technologies that I share, they have been perfected over helping over 5,000 people at this point to have successful transformations. People of every shape and size and every background, from 9 years old to 94 years old, from permanently disabled people, people in wheelchairs to professional athletes, and everyone in between. So who can transform? Everyone. Who can succeed? Anyone. And that includes you. But after 10 years of helping hundreds of people for free, one morning in Cool Springs, Tennessee, Dave Ramsey sat me down, knee to knee, nose to nose, and said, John Jubilee, you need to go full-time in health and wellness. You're going to change the world. He said, you will be to health and wellness what I am to finance. He said, you can do this thing. And he spent, and I love to give him the credit because, folks, I'm just going to tell you, when Dave Ramsey sits you down and has a conversation with you, you'd probably pay $100,000 for that time to spend with him. But he gave me that out of the goodness of his heart. That's the kind of man that he is. And he encouraged me. And, you know, Dave can be pretty encouraging. He can be pretty motivational. And Dave literally ended our, however long that was, hour and a half, 2 hours, with saying, John Jubilee, I'm going to give you my staff, my department heads to meet with to build your business plan. And I thank one of America's heroes, Dave Ramsey, because that was the push that got me over the edge to say, okay, I'm going to go full-time in health and wellness. And since that time, I've been able to help over 5,000 real people that live real lives, have real transformation. I got my whole story on johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. If you're on your way to church, don't skip church and sit in the parking lot. Just go log on to johnjubilee.com afterwards, and you can find out how you can transform. Because my goal, my mission in life is to change this world one person at a time, and I want to start with you. This is John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7.
Making the doctors healthy. John Jubilee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. The lead attorney in the defense of the Constitution. Mark Levin. Mark Levin. Weeknights at 7 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome and amazing morning. We're going to take a caller right now. Good morning, Daryl and Kelly. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, John.
Hello, John.
Are you guys really, did my producer say you guys are in the car on your way to church?
That's correct.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I'm so glad you called in. Well, tell me your story. How are things going on your transformation?
Well, they're going great. We are just about 4.5 weeks into the program. And I've lost 18 inches and 19 pounds of fat, which is just really phenomenal.
No, you have not.
Yeah, I know. It's really unbelievable. I'm really excited about how things are going and how great I feel. And we're only a third of the way through the program, so I'm already impressed that we've done that much this soon. So we're really excited about it.
Now, Kelly, let me just ask you, when you first started, what were you hoping could maybe happen in your first month?
Well, you know, forever, I'm a dietitian, you know, by trade. I actually work, I'm a dietitian, but and forever, you know, I'll lose a few pounds and then gain it back and lose a few pounds and gain it back. And so forever, I've been trying to lose 10 pounds, you know, if I could just get 10 pounds, you know, and I'm not going to buy any clothes until I can lose 10 pounds and that kind of thing. So I really, with these results, I mean, 19 pounds of fat in just such a short period of time, I'm just already blown away and I'm not finished yet. So I'm just even more excited to see where it's going to go from here, just because I haven't had this kind of success before. So well, it's really been great.
Wow. Well, and Kelly, obviously it's not like you were a person before that you were eating terrible food being a dietitian, right?
No, and I've always been a big water drinker. I've always been good about working out. You know, sweets are definitely my problem, you know, but I still try to eat reasonably well. Have tried to do that and been, you know, more successful at that, you know, than other times. But that's what's been great about the program is it's been doable. It's been a little challenging at times, but it's been very doable. And just the success you see just motivates you to keep going. So that's what's been really great about it, too.
Well, Kelly, I had one of my other clients who was a very, very high-level person in the government, in the agricultural department, and he said a quote to me one time that was pretty profound, and I think you're kind of in his category. He said, John Jubilee, he said, I'm a pretty smart guy. I know everything that goes into the ground for farmers. I know everything that goes into the human body. He said, but those 10 technologies that you came up with, it's like I was always had about 7 or 8 of them, but just getting those last couple, he said, that was like opening the vault. That was
right.
Like opening the secret. Is that your experience?
Yes, I'll tell you what. One thing that I don't know that, because I haven't read all your testimony from what other people have experienced, but one thing that has blown me away is my skin, because I can't believe my skin. I'm 44 years old, and I think my skin looks better now than it did 10, 15 years ago. I mean, about a week and a half ago or so, I'm always putting on lotions and potions and that kind of thing. And I was putting it on and I just felt my skin was so smooth and silky. And I've never felt that before. And then I started looking in the mirror and I'm like, oh my goodness, my skin, it just looks so good. I really am blown away that I feel like I'm looking, even if I didn't know better, I'd think I was getting younger. So I don't know if you've told people about that. And that's nothing you told us in the beginning, but that was definitely a very pleasant surprise, you know, for a 44-year-old woman who's trying to stay young all the time. So that's a great bonus.
Well, it is. And Kelly, you know, I'm delighted to share with you that really is a common thing. A lady called in a few weeks ago. She'd lost 57 inches and said that her skin was tight and radiant and glowing, which reminds me, let me just ask you. Now, you've lost 19 inches. Now, come on. If I hear someone lost 19 inches in a month, you must have some sagging skin.
No, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, my skin is, I mean, I wasn't even expecting anything about, wasn't thinking about skin, just focusing on about, you know, the weight and how clothes are going to fit. But I mean, I'm telling you, I'm just blown away with how great my skin, it really does. It glows. It's smoother. It's tight. I mean, there's none of this sagging skin going on at all. I mean, it's just, I'm really blown away by that.
Well, awesome. And what about from the inside? What would you say that your mental clarity and your energy level is?
Well, it's really, I'm surprised because the program, like I said, can be a little challenging, but it's very doable. But like at work, because I work fairly long hours, and I've just been amazed that I have this, you know, the stamina and stability to keep going, and I don't get fatigued like I thought I was going to. That's been great, yeah, that I can keep going and able to think clearer. That's been great.
Well, fantastic. Well, hey, could I talk to your husband there for a minute?
Yes, I'll tell you what, being a dietitian, trying to get him, because he's had some great success. I'll let him tell you about that. But I'll tell you what, you've saved his life. His brother just had open heart surgery not long ago, and I know he was headed down that path. So this has been great because I've tried to get him to do things before, and this is something that he's been able to stick to and do and just having amazing success. And I'm just really excited for him and his health and how how he's just gaining in that area. But I'm going to let him tell you about that.
Well, just a minute before you hand it over there, Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly, has doing this together done anything for your marriage?
It's been great. It really has. It's brought us together. I'm excited because a lot of couples, I think, don't do things together like this, and that's what's really helped, because we've been able to encourage each other through the whole process. And he's getting to be my smoking hot trophy husband here, and hopefully, hopefully, I'm his smoking hot trophy wife. So it's been great to do it together. It's really brought us closer together.
I'm so glad. Well, let me talk to that smoking hot trophy husband.
Okay, here he is.
Hey, John, how are you?
Well, great, Daryl. How's everything going on your transformation?
Oh, it's doing extremely well. I've all my life I've had just a major high level of confidence. I've been in some areas I've been what I would consider a super athlete, and in other areas just a average athlete. And over the years, I've lost weight and gained weight and lost weight and gained weight, never been concerned about it because I always knew I could do it. But I never did anything that I knew that I could live with as a lifestyle. And this has just become just so phenomenal. When I heard you on the radio back 2 months ago, I tried to get my wife to give a call and let's see what this program is about. And it took us about 4 weeks to finally get around to doing that. And I'm 5'7 and weighed 282 pounds, or somewhere between 5'7 and 5'10, depending on which convenience store I was walking up. And I wound up saying, "Well, this is worth a shot. Let's see what it is." And then when we met with you, and you started telling the things that you did, and using some of the 50-cent words that you used about things that would happen. With regards to, one thing I was really impressed with, John, is that you're not selling supplements. You're not trying to make dollars on some kind of product or anything. Your product is the human mind, body, and spirit. And I really appreciated that. And I thought, well, this guy's a man of God, and I want to listen and see what this man's got to say. And it's been phenomenal. It's something I look forward to getting up every morning and doing. It's something that it's pretty easy to go through during the course of the day. Losing 42 pounds of fat in that four-week period and 7.5 inches off the waist.
Now, hang on a minute, Daryl. We got to back up. There are two big things you just said there. First of all, I'm totally relating to you there, brother. When you were sharing at first of talking about being athletic, and then you said 5'7", 280 pounds.
282 pounds,
5'7", 282. Now, that's where as men, Daryl, we get that we get a mind body disconnect. In our mind, we think we're athletic, but then in our body, when it's 5'7", 282, that's not real athletic, right?
Well, I wasn't able to do some things at age 66 that I could do at age 30.
Yeah.
And now at age 66, I'm able to do things that I could do at age 25.
Oh, my word. Well, you know what? Well, Daryl, I'm sitting here smiling, thinking with you, because I'll never forget 16 years ago. I mean, in my mind, I was still thinking I was that athlete. And I remember seeing that first picture of me with my shirt off. And it was like I was looking at a different person.
Exactly.
I mean, I didn't recognize myself. Now, when you're looking at yourself at 5'7", 282, you're not recognizing that guy, right?
That's exactly right. And disappointed. And the irony is that most of that came since I was 45. I used to run between 30 and 80 miles a week. I played sports regularly until I was 37 years old. Had knee injuries and had some bone spurs chiseled off my heels, and so I started having pain in my knees. And I went to the best two doctors, in my opinion, in the city of Nashville, and both of them told me, we don't have anything that can take, you don't need knee replacements, but we don't have anything to relieve the pain unless certain things happen. And said that you just live with the pain as long as you can live with it. And maybe by the time you can't live with it anymore, maybe medical science will have come up with something that will help relieve the pain. and maybe you can start doing some of the things that you used to do. And some of the supplements that you've got has completely relieved the pain in one knee and reduced the pain about 70% in the other knee to where it's just a discomfort now. And I'm just blown away by that. And that's a great encouragement. I look forward to putting in more miles every day on the treadmill or out walking. The more I do, the more I want to do. And it's not burdensome. It's not laborious. I just love it. You know, and I really appreciate that. You know, that almost brings me to tears thanking you for bringing that to us.
Wow. Well, Daryl, it's the joy of my life because I know it's real. And you said something there. Now, let me make sure I got these numbers right. You're 66 years old and you lost 40 pounds of fat in a month?
42 pounds of fat in a month.
Now, Daryl, come on, brother. That sounds too good to be true.
Well, you know, seeing is believing, and, you know, that I occasionally have a tendency to embellish a little bit, but this is truth. I mean, that's fact.
Wow. And Daryl, how are you feeling from the inside? What's your energy level like and your mental clarity?
Oh, my mental clarity is just phenomenal. And you know, how I feel inside, I just feel completely renewed. You know, not only do I see a different person in the mirror, but I sleep with and wake up with a different person every day.
I love that.
Well, I mean, but I still sleep with the same wife.
That's right. I'm with you.
And she was smoking hot before this process. Right now, she's model hot.
There we go. Well, Daryl and Kelly, thank you so much for calling me. And hey, will you guys call back in 4 more weeks and give us your update?
Sure will. Thank you, John.
Okay. All right. Well, God bless you guys. Enjoy your church service this morning.
God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, there you go. There's real people, real transformation, real results at any age. You're talking a man 66 years old that is increasing his healthy hydration, increasing his healthy muscle mass, losing his fat, and losing inches. You hear what he said? He lost 7.5 inches in his waist in a month and 42 pounds of fat. Hey, that's real. I'm John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority. I want to change the world one person at a time. Let's start with you. Stay with me through the break.
He is John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority, exclusively on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Looking for some direction? Ralph Bristol can get you to work and explain the issues of the day. Weekday mornings on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome and amazing morning. I love sharing transformation. Why? Because it's real. I'm sharing an experience from 16 years ago, that I have never gained back a pound of that unhealthy weight, and I've never lost the good weight. So that's what we want to do. Weight loss is a myth. It's a myth. And we've all been buying that false hope. So let's find something that's real. And I've got a caller from Georgia. Andy.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Well, fabulous. Welcome to the show this morning.
I hadn't talked to you in a while.
I know. Well, man, why don't you start from the beginning, Andy, for people that haven't heard your story. And hey, and thank you for posting on johnjubilee.com. I appreciate you sharing your before and after picture and putting your story on there. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah, it's been dieting my whole life, you know, and just like you said, it's all a myth. I mean, as soon as you do it, the diet or whatever, and you stop, it comes back. And ain't nothing you can do about it unless you do John Jubilee. I mean, Becky and I, you know, both have lost me as a total, you know, and I wish I had found you before I had started the MetaFast diet, which I, you know, like I said, I had was doing that diet when I found you, and actually the day I came into your office, I had just received a order of the prepackaged food, you know, that tasted terrible and it was nasty, but I was willing to do what I needed to do. But when I got in with you and we decided we were gonna do the transformation, you know, I shipped the stuff back out that afternoon.
You sent it back.
I sent it back.
And was that a good move?
Oh, it was an excellent move. Like I said, you know, as a total, I've lost like 95 pounds, and about 50 of that was with you. And I just, you know, if I'd have found you earlier, I'd have been a whole lot better off, you know.
Yep.
And Becky's lost about 40, a little over 40 pounds, and it's with you know, matter of fact, me and her were just talking this morning. We've not been doing, you know, we built our house and we've been maintaining, and we're still losing weight.
Yes. Yes.
Just because the body's there, you know?
Yep. Yeah. And Andy, let me just stop for those people that are listening in that, you know, in the John Jubilee Transformation Experience, I teach you build your house 88 days at a cellular level. You're going to transform in 88 days. And if you have a house that you're going to build a little bit longer, it might be more than 88 days, but there's a build the house phase. Then you get to move in the house and maintain the house. And maintaining a house is 10 times easier than building it, isn't it, Andy?
It is. It is. This is the first thing that I've ever done that after you want to say, you know, when you're on a regular diet, you know, and you've reached your goal, that as soon as you stopped and changed anything of any significant difference, then the weight started coming back. And it just hasn't. I've stayed the same, and actually, I lost down to 255, and I got on the scale this morning and I weighed 249, after building the house.
Yes, yes.
And it was so funny this Labor Day weekend. I had some friends, one of my friends from high school, and hadn't seen in a long time, and he's like, man, I weigh less now than I did when I graduated from high school. He said, well, can you still wear your Letterman jacket? I said, I don't know. I went and dug it out of the closet. I think it fits better now than it did when I was in high school.
I love it.
Except the sleeves are too short. I guess your arms get longer.
That is awesome. How does that make you feel, Andy?
Oh, I feel wonderful. I mean, the people around me, just, you know, the difference in what I can do. And, you know, like I said, some of the younger guys are like, oh, well, we're not going to take this route or whatever. I said, why? And they said, well, you know, you're old. I'm not old. I'm 47. But they're, you know, in their 20s. And I said, no, we'll go wherever you want to go, and I'm good, you know, and I'm all good. I got all kind of energy and jumping around and, you know, like I was when I was, you know, 20 years old, you know.
Wow. Wow. And Andy, now you were athletic, and you were obviously an athlete, you know.
Right.
You were obviously a big athletic high school kid. And then here you are more than, 20 years later, and you got that body back. And Andy, did you lose, when you lost your weight, did you lose any water weight? Did you lose water or muscle, or did you actually lose fat?
Lost fat and gained hydration. Like I said, I can get on that scale. We got a scale similar to one like everybody did, you know, the way you get your office. And my hydration level is 50% now.
That's
right. When I went in the office, it was like 28 or 30.
Yes. Yeah. And that's huge, Andy, for people that are listening in. You know, when I teach transformation, and when folks, you're hearing Andy share his real story, his hydration increased significantly. So he not only didn't lose water, he actually gained healthy water. And that's why 95 pounds of fat loss and gaining healthy hydration, gaining some lean, healthy muscle mass. That's why, Andy, once you build that house, you don't have to worry about gaining that fat back, because now you've reset your hypothalamus, you've spiked that metabolism, and it's a whole new ball game, right?
Yep. And I tell you, I'm going next week to do my physical, and I'm in hopes that I'll, you know, be getting off some, you know, I'm sure I'm going to get off cholesterol medicine, you know, and hoping I can get off blood pressure medicine. But, you know, it used to be when I'd go to the doctor and we'd go walking down the hallway, and I'm thinking, oh, man, here comes that scale. I got to go get on the scale. you know, the way.
Yes.
And I just used to dread it.
Yes.
I went in there last week to do blood work, and we walked past the scale, and I said, "You don't need me to weigh?" She says, "No, you don't have to weigh." I said, "No, I want to weigh."
Yeah.
She said, "Okay." You know? And I'm like,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
That is awesome. Well, Andy, I'm just going to make a bold I'm not going to make a bold prediction, but I'm just going to make a bold declaration to you that anyone that's done the transformation like you have, that's done their full 88 days, that got to 50%, and everyone does, every single person gets off their cholesterol medication and their high blood pressure medication.
Well, I am in hopes, and I see that my cholesterol was never really that high anyway.
Well,
and,
you know, I'm gonna ask you something though, because since you said that on the air, would you call back after that doctor's appointment?
I will call you next Sunday on my way back from Georgia.
All right. So you call me next Sunday on your way back from Georgia, because I'm looking forward to hearing a report that you got off your high blood pressure medication and you got off your high cholesterol medication. Because, Andy, I've literally had thousands of transformers come off their high blood pressure and their cholesterol medication.
Well, that would be awesome. That'd be a big chunk of money that, you know, for a year that you don't have to be putting out. You know, if you can keep yourself healthy, and then you don't have to take medicine, you know.
That's right. Well, and Andy, actually, this is great that you called in, too, because you're an example, you know, to be able to share with people. I don't tell anyone to stop their medication. I just say, do your transformation first, and then you go back to your doctor and you let him tell you. And Andy, you know what's fun for me? You know who might become my client, right? Your doctor.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Your doctor.
Yeah, mine.
Because when your doctor realizes, oh my word, what did that guy do to get off his high blood pressure, to get off fat, to lose 95 pounds of fat? That's how these doctors become my friends and become my clients.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Hey.
Well, I can't thank you so much.
Well, listen, real quick, while we're going to the break, your wife actually lost 40 pounds of fat even sitting in a chair, right?
She did. She got injured her foot or something, and right as we were beginning, and I called you, and you said, well, she can sit in the chair.
That's right, and we gave her exercises to do right there.
I'm thinking, there ain't no way she can sit in a chair and lose weight. Well, she sat in the chair and did the exercises that you suggested for me for her to do, and I think she lost like 15 pounds sitting in the chair. Well, I mean, and I was like, there is no way, this guy is crazy. You can't sit in a chair and lose weight.
Yeah, but she lost 40 pounds of fat, right?
She did.
Yes,
and she
did.
She just is tickled. I mean, she was in tears when she got on the scale.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, Andy, thank you for your call today, man. You're an inspiration to everyone. I look forward to talking to you next week for that good report.
All right. Thank
okay.
you, John.
All right. Well, folks, Andy and his lovely wife, Becky, they posted on johnjubilee.com. You can go on there and look at their story and many others. I'm John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7. Stay with me through the break.
Lose fat, get healthy, and find your joy. You're listening to America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. It's what Nashville talks about. Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome and amazing morning. Welcome back. Hey, the joy of my life is sharing transformation, and I love sharing it, but the only thing I love more than sharing it myself and my own experience is getting to allow you, my friends and listeners, to hear firsthand experiences of others as well that have had transformations, and I've got Pam on the line. Good morning, Pam. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Well, I am doing fabulous. How are you doing in your transformation?
I am doing great. Just loving every minute of it.
Well, tell me about it. How far are you in?
About 5 weeks.
Okay, so you're about 5 weeks in, and have you had a four-week check-in yet?
I just did. I just did this past week.
Okay, and how'd you do?
I've lost 18 pounds, and I've gained 2 pounds of muscle, and I'm working on my hydration. I had wished it was a little bit more, but I am working on it, okay. And I'm sure it's going to go up next time a whole lot better.
Yes, it is. Now, Pam, you lost 18 pounds of fat in 4 weeks. That sounds a little too good to be true now, sister.
It really does. I was really excited. And what's funny is I've had people say, well, you know, we can tell there's a change. And I'll go, really? You really think so? And they go, oh, yeah, I can tell. I can tell. And I've had several people at work tell me that. And, you know, I guess I just didn't want to look at it that way. But I'm down a size or two. And, in fact, they're maybe a little bit loose on me. And I'm wearing clothes I haven't been able to wear since last year, so that's good. I'll wear those until those are too big.
Wow.
So, my skin is it looks great. It's completely cleared up. During the summer, I was having a few problems with some acne, and I'm older and hadn't had that in a number of years, but I guess, you know, I just wasn't hydrated, and all the bad stuff was just staying in my system. Now my face is completely clear. It looks great. I've had a couple of people comment on my hair. One person asked me if I'd had a glossing treatment done, and I was like, no, and they were asking me, are you sure? You know, like I wasn't telling them the truth, and I was, No, I haven't done anything. So
now, Pam, you're kind of in the John Jubilee Transformation Experience world now, but you know, for the folks out there listening, now you know that sounds a little bit, that really sounds too good to be true.
I know. But it's not. And I'll tell you another thing too. It's very simple. And I think I could just do it forever. I'm not suffering in any way. Every time I eat, it's delicious. And I don't feel deprived. And my energy is going up. You know, I have fibromyalgia and I have chronic fatigue. And I will tell you one thing that I've noticed with the fibromyalgia, I was constantly hot. I could walk from one end of my office to the other, and my back would be completely soaked. And it's embarrassing, plus it's uncomfortable, you know, and I'd go and sit down at my desk, and I'd turn my fan on high until I could get cooled off. And I just dreaded going out at lunch because I would get so hot. By the time I'd get back, the whole back of my head would be completely just soaked. And, you know, from what I understood about it, it was just something I had to accept because it came along with having fibromyalgia. Well, I have to tell you, it was about a week, maybe two, into the program, and it just suddenly, like a little bell went off. I was like, oh, my gosh. I just went outside, came back in, sat down, started working, eating my lunch, and I wasn't sweating. And so I have to attribute it to the program, the transformation, because that's the only thing it can be. There's no other explanation for it.
Yes. Yes.
I'm really thankful for that.
Well, Pam, and I'm honored, and I'm deeply, filled with joy to be able to share something with you that, you know, that is helping you get healthy at a cellular level. And that's why, you know, you're having those types of changes. And I'm just kind of, if you can just kind of laugh with me a little bit, you know, that, you know, see, you're experiencing it. People saying to you, did you get your hair grafted? And, you know, last week I had a guy call in and he had shaved his head because he had gotten a horseshoe bald spot in the front and it all grew back in during his transformation. And he calls it on the air and I'm almost like cringing, like, it already sounds too good to be true. Now, if you start saying that kind of stuff, people really become skeptical. You know?
Yeah, that's true. But it's pretty amazing. I mean, I was really, you know, it was just, like I said, like a little bell going off with the sweating and the perspiration part of it, because it was just really embarrassing to me, and I was very frustrated by it and couldn't figure out why. And it's just unbelievable now, because I've always liked summer, but in the last couple of years, I had been, you know, perspiring so much that I was really starting to think I needed to move to Colorado. So
sure.
It's really been nice not to be quite so
yes.
hot.
Yes.
So, I really appreciate it. I really am so glad that I found you just by listening on the radio, and I was a little skeptical. You know, in the beginning, I knew what you were saying made sense, you know, when I met with you, but I was still a little skeptical.
Sure.
You know, because I had tried in the last year or two to lose weight, and I'd be on something for about 2 weeks, wouldn't lose anything, would get frustrated, and, you know, I'd go off the diet. I'd eat something I shouldn't eat, and then at that point, I was like, well, forget it. I'll try again some other time.
Sure, sure.
So, So it's been wonderful so far, and I'm just excited about the next couple of months.
Well, me too. And Pam, you know what I call my skeptics, right? My beautiful, beloved
yeah.
skeptics. And so I'm glad you were a beautiful, beloved skeptic, and that shows me that you're an intelligent woman. But after 4 weeks, are you a skeptic?
No more. No, I think I could do this the rest of my life.
Yeah, well, I know you can. Well, hey, would you call us in 4 more weeks and share with us what your progress is?
I surely will. And I hope to be off that cholesterol medicine and blood pressure medicine soon.
Well, if you follow in the path of 5,000 people before you and you have the same result they have, I can tell you that you will be off of your high blood pressure and your high cholesterol medication.
Yeah, well, I believe it too. So thank you very much, John.
Well, you're so welcome. Have a beautiful Sunday.
Thank you.
All right.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, friends, when you hear those kind of stories, and you can hear many more, hundreds more actually, on johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. You can go take a look at what doctors say, what people that have actually, I just had a girl in a wheelchair who lost 26 inches in a month sitting in a wheelchair. Now, if someone can do it in a wheelchair, you can too. I mean, does that not take away all of our excuses? We can do this. We can do this. And if you're like me, I was at a place where I just thought, man, I just cannot fail one more time. I just can't fail one more time. I had failed so many times. I had the momentary success and found myself in that place where I thought, man, you know, I just don't want to fail one more time. And I didn't even want to start another program. But I am so thankful that I found 10 technologies that really work. I found 10 technologies that when you do these 10 things together, it's like standing in front of a giant bank vault and you have the 10 number combination. And when you do these 10 things, that vault opens and you walk in, and the treasure inside that vault is optimal health at a cellular level and your true genetic blueprint. You know, you can go on my website at johnjubilee.com and look at a picture of me 25 years ago, and I look better today, I'm healthier today, I'm stronger today than I was 25 years ago, and you can be too. My beautiful wife was 191 pounds, look at her. She's not 191 today. I want to encourage you, go on to johnjubilee.com. Make a decision for yourself to become the real you that God designed for you to be. I want to change this world one person at a time, and I'm going to start with you.
Super Talk 99.7 WTN presents John Jubilee, America's transformation authority. He's a trainer to the stars, speaker, and fat loss expert, and he's here to help you lose that fat, get healthy, and find your joy. John's not going to try and sell you gimmicks or gadgets. He's going to help you understand what you really want to accomplish, but without hating the process. If you want to talk to John, call now at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Here he is, John Jubilee.
Awesome and amazing morning. Hey, if you're just joining us in the show, I am John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority. Why am I an authority? Because 16 years ago, I transformed. And I found 10 technologies that really work. And when you implement these, you don't have weight loss, because weight loss is a myth. Most people that lose weight, they lose muscle, they lose water, and they lose some fat. And when they lose that muscle and water, their metabolism drops. Ouch. That means they'll eat the same amount of food and they'll gain fat faster than they ever have before. When they lose that water, their skin becomes dehydrated and it gets saggy and looks old. Ouch! We don't want that. That's why I teach weight loss is a myth. Transformation is real. We want to do something that's real. We want to gain lean, healthy muscle mass, uptake hydration at a cellular level, and there's a way to make a cell porous so that it will uptake the hydration. And then we want to lose the inches, lose the fat, and have great looking skin while we're doing it. Okay, we're going to take a call right here. Good morning, Frank. Welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for holding through the break there.
Sure, no problem.
Well, could you share your story with us?
Yeah, my wife and I started the program a little over a month ago, and we are some of the maybe the biggest skeptics that you've ever had. I think after we got on board, about the next day, we were both like, "What in the world did we do?" And we blew up your phones. We called everybody at your office. I think we called every phone number we had. And to their credit, they all called back within like an hour or so. And I talked to I think his name is Steve, maybe Coco's husband. I can't remember.
Taylor,
that's right, Taylor. I talked to him for I think about 2 hours.
Oh my word!
I mean, we went on a long time, and so we just eventually kind of got to the point where we joined on. We'll do it, and the first day we did it, I think the next morning I lost 4 pounds, and my wife lost 3, and we're like, okay, all right, we're in. This is and but we were really so anyway, we've been very happy with how things have gone so far. We just did our evaluation last week, and I've lost 40 pounds of fat. My wife's lost 33 pounds of fat.
No way.
And we did the jump start August 3rd.
Now, Frank, come on. You know people are out there listening. You're telling me that you and your wife lost 73 pounds of fat in a month?
Yeah. I mean, it was... we've done it all the right way. We've done all 10 points. We haven't messed around with it at all. And we've been doing it. I thought 3 months, there's no way I'm hitting my goal by then. I think I'm going to hit it here in the next month or so. I think about 15 more pounds or so, and I'll be pretty happy with where I'm at. And I really thought, well, there's no way we're hitting this in 88 days. And now I'm kind of like, well, I'm going to get there before that 88 days, at least that's what I'm trying to do. So, it's been going great. The hydration stuff, I didn't even realize I would have thought myself as being hydrated, because all I really drink is water and coffee,
Yes.
I don't drink sodas or anything like this. I've always thought I was pretty well hydrated, and I just didn't realize until we started doing the techniques that, I had this real dry, like callousy patch on my knee. I really didn't even know why it was there. It had been there for years. And then a couple of weeks into this, my wife was like, hey, that little spot, because it was like embarrassing to even wear shorts or whatever, And it was just starting to fade away, and now it's just kind of like it's just gone. It started to look like kind of like a healed scab or whatever, and now it's just completely faded away. And so it's just that part of it is something I just was eye open. I just didn't realize how dehydrated we both were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your skin feels great. So other than just the weight loss, the other benefits just of the overall health are awesome. You know, the joint pain, being able to sleep at night, you know, because we both have always been kind of restless sleepers, and you start losing the weight and you can sleep. And, you know, so it's not just the weight loss that's exciting. It's just kind of just that overall energy and feeling healthy that's been really great.
Wow. Well, Frank, let me just back up and cover... Go back, if you would, just kind of jump in a time machine and just back yourself up to, you know, obviously there was something. What was it initially that caused you and your wife to say, let's at least go check this out?
My wife was listening to your show, and she had talked about it a few times. And so it was her, you know, it was her idea. I didn't know of the show. And then I didn't even start listening to it until after we did the program. So she was the one that had been listening to you for a while, and I think, you know, she was just, you know, the stuff that he's saying is just kind of clicking and making sense, and wanted to go have the meeting and kind of see what it would be about. So she was the one that really kind of, you know, was the one that kind of took us in that direction.
Okay, and so then, Frank, you guys came in, you obviously decided to, but you said now, You would put yourself in the category of the beautiful, beloved skeptics?
Yes, for sure. we just felt like, because, you know, when you get the plan, there is a simplicity to it in a way. So we thought, okay, this has got to be more to it than this, and it's just too simple. And then, but of course, you know, over the last few weeks, we've actually kind of gone and researched on our own just some of the science behind some of the techniques that you use. And it's all out there. It's just you've just compiled it and made it into a, you know, your program, which is, I think that's the real service of it, is that it you've kind of laid it out where it makes sense. And there's all science too. It's just not advertised science, I guess.
Yes. Well, that's really well said. Frank, and part of this is, and I love to use word pictures for people, and, you know, it's like the combination. It's like a 10-digit combination to a big safe, and you just have to have all 10 things. It's not that any number is complex on its own, but getting that combination of those 10, and it is simple, isn't it?
Right. I mean, we've lost weight before, you know, and the losing weight... I've done a different diet before where you just kind of felt miserable and weak, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And I realized after doing, even though I lost the weight, I realized I was unhealthy. It's like, you know, we're not supposed to sit around and feel this hungry all day and, you know, have this low calorie and say, you know, that's not the way the body's meant to be. And of course, as soon as we quit, it's like other callers I've heard today that, you know, your metabolism just kicks back in and you just gain it all back. And, we're not sitting around starving all day and feeling, you know, we have energy, you know.
Nice.
You know you're doing it right because you do actually feel healthy. You don't feel like you're just starving yourself, you know.
Yeah, and Frank, if you'd allow me just to go down this path just for a moment, because this will help a lot of our friends and listeners, you know. How do you think it's possible that that the mark on your leg that you had for years, how do you think it's possible that that mark that you had for years could actually go away?
I guess it's just the hydration and plus some of the other things we're doing, but I don't really, it's completely gone. You would never know it was even there. I mean, it had been there for, you know, 7 or 8 years or so. And plus, you know, just other I guess it's just got to be the hydration.
Okay, well, that's a really good guess, and I'm asking you, it's a loaded question so that I can teach people something here, is when you get healthy at a cellular level, everything gets healthy. And so what happens, too, is as you're getting healthy at a cellular level, that cellular breakdown that caused that to come, it just got healed because you got healthy at a cellular level. And part of getting healthy at a cellular level, one of the most simple but missing components of every program is the hydration component. And as you learned, because you said something else very significant, you already were drinking a bunch of water, right?
Oh yeah, it's all I drink. I drink that and coffee. That's all I drink.
Okay, so you're drinking all of that, and Frank, this is part of again where I'm trying to literally change the world, and I'm delighted that your life is being changed and your health is being changed because now your cell is uptaking hydration. It's not just drinking water, and I'm just having a teachable moment here with the listening audience that. Folks, you can drink 2 gallons of water a day and never get hydrated if you don't learn the secret to how you get your cell to become porous and so that it will actually uptake the hydration. And Frank, what you're sharing is just the perfect example. You're already drinking the water, but when you implemented these 10 things, it allowed your cell to uptake the hydration. And not only did it take away this mark, but what's just your overall skin of your body like now?
Oh, I mean, it's like it's like you've been putting on lotion all afternoon. You know, it's like laying in bed. Like I told this to a few people. You know, I sleep on my side, and my feet would be so dry, you know, or whatever. And now when I'm laying on my side, they just kind of slip off each other. It's like I just can't believe how. It's just really smooth. My wife had like the little dark spots starting to form on her joints, you know, and they're just gone. Just stuff that she thought, oh, well, this is just what kind of starts to come as we're getting older. And now they're just gone, you know, so it doesn't have to be that way. So those parts of it, other than just the weight loss, are what's really amazing to me.
Yes. And Frank, let me just throw in here. Now I'm going to ask you to use a new term. Okay. And it is a new term. Fat loss.
Right.
Because we want to help the world know it's not about weight loss because they could go sit in a sauna and lose 10 pounds of water, be less healthy. But we want to teach them about weight loss or not weight loss. We want to teach them that weight loss is a myth, but fat loss is real. You with me?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, Frank, I'm gonna ask you a favor. You've been so kind this morning. Would you be willing to stay with me through the break so we could talk about your wife a little bit?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. So stay with me. All right. Well, friends that are listening out there, we're talking about transformation. And when we talk about transformation, we're not talking about weight loss because weight loss is losing water, losing muscle, and losing some fat. When you have a John Jubilee transformation experience, you're going to lose only fat. You're going to gain healthy hydration. You're going to gain healthy muscle. You're going to gain healthy bone density. You're going to lose inches. You're going to lose fat. That's transformation. Weight loss is a myth. Transformation is real. You can log on to johnjubilee.com, and see hundreds of true life testimonials. Stay with me through the break.
Now is the time to start. Call John at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. It's what you should do. Michael DelGiorno, weekday mornings at 9 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome and amazing morning. Hey, thanks for waiting with us through the break. And we have had Frank calling in, sharing about his transformation and his wife, and he kindly stayed with us. Hey, Frank, thank you again. Welcome back. Are you with me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I hit mute. I'm sorry about that, John.
Okay. Okay. I'll tell you what, that'd be a tough radio show for both on mute, brother.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. So, hey, if you would, please go ahead and share a little bit about some of the specifics of your wife's starting point, first of all, of what she was thinking when she started and what's happened to her in the last 4 weeks.
Sure. My wife, we've had three kids, so she's had the weight gain and everything. And we both started a little over a month ago. And since we started, she's lost 33 pounds of fat. And she's gained two pounds of muscle back, and the hydration, she's lost 21 inches, when we did the measurements the other day. She's dropped, her hydration has gone up, I think 7% or something like that. I can't remember exactly what hers was that way, but she's gained bone density too. I think she went up 3 on her bone density. Neither one of us snore anymore. So that's been awesome too. She's been so happy about the hydration and the skin part of it as well. She's always been the kind of person, she'll put on at least a little makeup to go out, and she doesn't even wear it anymore. She just doesn't think she needs to. So she's just stopped wearing it.
Wow.
She's never been that way. It's always been, if she forgot to put on the makeup, we were turning around and going back home. Her acne has cleared up too. So there's been just a lot of other just little benefits that you don't really think about going into it that we've been noticing.
Okay. So Frank, I just want to recap and just make sure, because if I wasn't on the inner circle, if I didn't know what I know, and if I hadn't helped 5,000 people to have this experience, and I hear a guy like you talking on the telephone saying, my wife lost 33 pounds of fat in a month, she lost 21 inches, her acne cleared up, and her face is so radiant she doesn't need makeup. Frank, that sounded a little bit too good to be true to me.
Yeah, and it would me too. And honestly, that's kind of why I wanted to call in, because I know that you know, people do kind of have to have a little bit of faith to jump in on this kind of thing. And so, I believe in what you're doing. So we wanted to call in and kind of show our support that way, and just kind of give our story, and maybe, because it is it is something that people have to, you have to have a little bit of a faith element with it. And if you hear other people that, are not, that are clients, maybe that could kind of help, and it might help somebody get healthy. It might be that little push to help somebody make the step they need to make. And so that's kind of why we wanted to call in to show our support on it.
Wow. Well, Frank, that means the world to me. I mean, first of all, I just want to thank you personally, because, I know, my heart is to truly, help people. It truly is to help people to get through the mess and to get in their optimal health. And it is probably the toughest challenge I have, is getting people to just don't trip over the simplicity of what really works, and to just take that first step of faith, even if they have some skepticism.
Right. Because, it's not the program that's really that hard. Once it becomes a little bit of a routine, it's not really hard. It's not a, it's once you kind of get your plan, you kind of understand what you're supposed to do, it's just doing it every day, and that part of it's not the trick, I don't think, for most, at least not for us. The part for us is just kind of starting that first day.
Yes, yeah, and I think that's what it is for all of us. I mean, I know for myself, when I did this, I just didn't want to fail at something. I didn't want to start something that wasn't going to end in success.
Yes, and right. So that's the way we felt. We were like, what if we get into this thing and it's not going to work, and, these are overblown promises or whatever. That's what we were kind of afraid of, actually, too, was it was just going to be another diet or whatever. And it's not. It is actually an overall health, it really is a transformation that way. So, it's not just a diet for sure.
That's right. And Frank, I have to ask you. 21 inches that your wife lost. Now, is her skin sagging?
No, not at all. None of that. The skin part of it, we're both I mean, we both look younger. We both look much healthier. People definitely have been noticing. I mean, even a couple of weeks in, people are like, wow, what's going on with you guys? You know, and people, of course, you know, they want you to talk about it. Like, we're just doing the Jubilee plan. You know, we don't want to go into any details and all that, but people want to know, you know.
Sure.
It doesn't take long for people to realize what you're, you know, that you're doing something different.
Yes, yes.
I know walking by the mirror, I glanced at myself and didn't recognize myself.
Wow.
Just kind of like, wow, man, I just don't look the same. I just look different.
Yes. Well, Frank, I can't thank you enough, and I totally celebrate and rejoice with you. And hey, and would you call us in another 4 weeks after your next 4 week assessment and give us your update of your progress?
Sure, no problem. I'll try to see if I can get my wife to call in too. She's a little hesitant, but I'll see if I can talk her into it.
Okay, well, that'd be awesome. Well, thank you again. Thank you so much for your call today. Appreciate you.
All right, thanks. Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it.
All right, bye now. Well, friends, it's the joy of my life to share real transformation, real people, real experiences, people just like you and me. Go log on to johnjubilee.com, take a look, change your life today, become the real you. Have the faith, take some faith to make one tiny step in the right direction for yourself, for your life, for your family, for your legacy. I'm Jubilee. I'm John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7. Stay with me through the break.
He helps make athletes stronger and the stars look better. John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. A good story, a bad joke, and a whole lot of common sense. Phil Valentine, afternoons from 3 till 7 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
An awesome and amazing day. It's the joy of my life to be sharing transformation with you. And we have had some amazing, amazing callers today. These wonderful transformers that are changing their life. They're getting an optimal health at a cellular level. And you realize that takes a lot of courage when they're calling in and they are sharing their experience with you. And Frank articulated it so well of saying, you know, he intentionally called in for you, for your benefit, because he was one of the beautiful beloved skeptics. And we'd have to say the handsome beloved skeptic in Frank's point. But he and his wife, he said they would put themselves at the top of the most intense skeptic level. And yet, 4 weeks later, they are calling in to encourage you to have your own transformation experience and sharing their experience so that you could know that it's okay. It's okay to do it skeptical. It's okay to do it afraid. It's okay to do it not fully believing, but just do it. What do you have to lose except for your poor health and your fat? Do you realize how great that is for my life? I'm not selling anything, and I wouldn't take your money for anything. I am sharing an experience that I experienced 16 years ago, and my beautiful bride and I, we share an experience with people that's real. It's simple. It's scientific. It's sustainable. It's about getting optimal health at a cellular level, and you can't get hydrated by just drinking water. So I have a secret of how you uptake hydration at a cellular level. And most of us are severely dehydrated, and we need to get hydrated. And I am going to start sharing with people. Look, for 16 years, I have been recommending a supplement. I've been recommending a supplement for 16 years. And I'm just going to start encouraging people every week to go and do your own research on this supplement. It's MSM, methyl sulfate methane. It's a totally natural food supplement. And I'm just going to tell you to go do your research on it, to see what that might be able to do as part of your health and wellness. I don't sell MSM. I don't sell any products. I offer people the ability to, you know, to through my website, people that are in my program to buy the same ones, and I give them a specific formulation of the same ones that my wife and I and my 5,000 clients use. So that is part of my 10 technologies that I use. But I do want to let the world know that for 16 years, John Jubilee and his family has taken MSM, has referred people to take MSM for 16 years. I have been referring people to this. And MSM is an amazing, totally natural food supplement. And it's totally healthy. And I want to encourage people to begin to look at this. So again, I've been recommending it for 16 years. I've been taking it for 16 years. I absolutely have empirical data, anecdotal data, thousands of test case studies of people with MSM. And MSM is definitely something that I recommend for people to, you go explore it and research it and contact me through my website of johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com, and we'll be happy to, you know, to help you, you know, with some research, with some specific articles. You can go log on. In fact, in the coming months, I'll try to have something every month on my website, on the johnjubilee.com, that's tied in with MSM to help you to become more knowledgeable. It's very inexpensive. It's ridiculously inexpensive for the health benefit and the wellness of it. It is the best value, bar none, of any health supplement in the world. That's right. I'm going to make that claim. It sounds bold and might sound a little bit over the top, but you try it and you see. And again, I'm not selling it. I'm not selling it. I'm simply promoting it. I'm promoting it because it will help your health and your wellness at a cellular level. So go research some MSM. Well, hey, this is the part of the segment of the show where I am going to get our update on our producer. You know, we've got Jonathan Squared at the John Jubilee Transformation Experience nowadays because we've got Jonathan Jubilee, who I call the new and improved version, and he's that entertaining fella that does all the fun voices and Miss Doubtfire and Steve Irwin and a bunch of other characters. But today I've got Jonathan, my producer, and he's going to give us an update on where he is in his transformation and how he's doing. So, Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Morning, John. How are you?
Well, I'm doing awesome. But more importantly, how are you this morning? How's your transformation going? Give us the update.
Well, so far, so good. This is day 21 for me. So, technically, tomorrow will be a quarter of my way through my 88 days. And I've started to see some a little bit of different improvements compared to last week. Because if anybody who was listening last week, remember I said I didn't notice anything in my waistline, but my stomach looked like the bulge had shrunk a little bit. Well, this week, it's almost the opposite because I haven't really noticed my stomach shrinking, but this morning and today, I've noticed my shorts are fitting a little looser. So that I definitely take as a good sign. And something else I'm noticing, too, is I can start pressing on my stomach and tightening, and I can feel a solid core right underneath the fat, and that is something that really does excite me.
Well, Jonathan, I'm really glad that you clarified that because I didn't want to make you feel bad or anything, but I thought you were feeling so good about those, you know, those tightening, firming, growing biceps that you had that you were kind of starting to sag in your shorts there, kind of getting that cool sag look going.
Oh, no, not at all. I have never gone for that sagged look ever. It's not me. I don't want to be showing off my underwear and stuff like that. I mean, who wants to see my boxers anyway?
That's right. That's right, Jonathan. I can promise you that no one out there wants to see your boxers. But I am excited for you that the waist So you've actually noticed a difference in the waist and how the shorts are fit.
Yes, today, like, and I was just noticing it today. I was like, wow, I'm actually tugging my shorts up just a little bit today, and that's not something I'm used to. Normally, they're not, like, tight or anything, but they're just, you know, a solid fit, and I'm almost thinking about maybe another week or so, I may have to grab a belt.
All right. Well, Jonathan, I actually noticed a difference in your skin in just 21 days. I think your skin looks smoother. It looks more radiant, looks more vibrant. And I'm sure that's not something a bunch of your 21-year-old buddies would probably share with you.
Well, I don't really have any buddies that are 21, a lot more maybe around 25.
Okay, 25, yeah.
Hey, if we're gonna start getting information, we're going to get it right.
Okay.
Now the ones that see me day-to-day and stuff, they may notice a little something here and there, but it's the ones that, you know, see me once a week like you that can actually tell a difference because, you know, had the time and space between. And now that you had said that about that with my skin, I did notice yesterday morning when I was producing a show, I took a picture with the host, you know, to put up on my Facebook page. And whenever I saw the picture, I looked at it and I was like, my face looks different. It looks like, and I was like, I couldn't put my finger on it. And it's like, it must be thinner or something, but it looks different. And it's not something that I noticed looking in the mirror day to day. And I hadn't noticed it until I saw that picture.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I definitely see a radiance and a smoothness and, you know, you'll notice it when you put your first picture and then your 4-week picture, which that'll be exciting after your 4-week assessment for you to get to look at those pictures and you'll still be posting those on your Facebook, correct?
I don't have those pictures as of now, but I did talk to Coco. And I said that we had talked and to go ahead and post them. So, but I personally myself don't have a copy of those pictures.
Okay.
Actually.
All right. So. Well, you know, we'll make sure that for sure they're posted on the johnjubilee.com and we'll get some copies of those so you can post it on your Facebook as well.
Okay. That sounds good. And also something else that was kind of funny that happened to me this week. I was outside doing some exercising and stuff, and there's a lady that lives in my apartment complex that I see pretty well every time I'm out there, and she's out walking her dog, and as she was walking by, she was looking at me while I was exercising, and I was listening to, I got one of those little radio headsets that I'm listening to, and so I take it off, and I say hi to her, and she goes, "Are you doing some kind of consumer product testing?" And I was like, well, technically, no, it's not consumer product testing. I am on a transformation program called the John Jubilee Transformation, and this ain't really testing. This is, I'm doing this for a reason. So.
Well, if you're going to start getting that kind of draw, Jonathan, we're going to have to put a banner on you or a hot air balloon, you know, with a little logo on it.
Or a T-shirt.
Or a T-shirt.
T-shirt, muscle shirt, you know.
That's right. That's right. Well, we'll start with the T-shirt. By the time you get done, you'll be wearing that muscle shirt.
There you go.
Well, fantastic. So has this been doable for you?
So far, so good. I mean, I've been able to make it work, and I'm definitely a stickler for, you know, doing stuff to the rules and stuff, because I'm like, if I mess up, I don't want, it's not a good feeling for me.
All right. Well, Jonathan, thank you so much for that update today, and we'll certainly be looking forward to the next one. And, you know, folks, we got to definitely take our hats off to Jonathan to put himself out there. You can literally see his little pot belly. Looks like he maybe swallowed a good sized pumpkin on his before picture. And he's put himself out there, man, for an 88-day transformation. Why? Because he has heard real people call in week after week, month after month, share these stories. And he's like, man, I got to do this. And he really stepped out. He's a real client. He's a real person. And he's just really put himself out there. So I love his spirit, love his heart. Terrific, young, talented producer. Just the most genuine guy you'd ever want to meet. So it's on there, johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I'm going to take a caller after the break, so I want you to stay with me because I want to change this world one person at a time, and I want to start with you.
Making the doctors healthy, John Jubilee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. The lead attorney in the defense of the Constitution.
Mark Levin. Mark Levin.
Weeknights at 7 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
An awesome and amazing day. Hey, welcome back. We are having an amazing morning together, talking about transformation, talking about getting healthy at a cellular level, optimal health. And really my theme for today wanted to be metamorphosis, you know, that you can be the real you no matter what you're starting out at. Who would ever think looking at a caterpillar, think about it, look at a caterpillar, would anyone ever imagine that one day that caterpillar, the same leaf that it starts on as a little baby caterpillar, that one day it's going to be sitting on that same leaf as a beautiful butterfly and flying away? Doesn't seem possible, right? Definitely sounds too good to be true. Sounds too good to be true. Really stop and think about it. You're holding a caterpillar in one hand, a butterfly in the other hand. Do you really think that the one in the left hand, the caterpillar, is one day going to become that butterfly? Sounds too good to be true. Well, one of my clients last week, Don Allen from Indianapolis, Indiana, he said, you know what I've learned, John? Too good to be true doesn't count when it comes to the John Jubilee Transformation Experience. You get to hear real people with real experiences, real testimonies. They call in every single week, and all they do is share their real story. And you can have the real you. You really can. We're going to take a caller right now. I think he's asking that question himself. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, absolutely. Well, tell me your story.
Okay, I am 60 years old. I have had multiple knee surgeries on both knees. I'm real limited on the amount of exercise I can do. I'm 5'10", I weigh 220 pounds, and I would like to lose some weight. I don't eat bad. I just seems like I've hit a wall with what I'm able to do, and I can't seem to get any lower than this 220.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I wanted to know if your program has a chance of working without being able to exercise very much.
Yeah. Well, would you say, Dave, that if a person was in a wheelchair, could they exercise very much?
Well, I maybe their upper body would be my answer.
Yep. That's about all they could do, right? But
yes, sir.
And actually, on this show today, I don't know if you got to hear earlier, but Andy and Becky from Georgia called in. Becky, she had a severe ankle injury, and she lost 40 pounds of fat sitting in a chair.
Wow. I didn't get to hear that. I had just tuned you in.
Yep. And, actually, on my website, they actually posted their story. It's just johnjubilee.com.
Okay.
But, Dave, they posted their story. Yeah, she had a severe ankle injury. And they called in just like you, and he's like, man, my wife, she's stuck to a chair. I said, that's okay. She could do it in sitting in a chair.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, John, what can I do to, what would be my next step to check into your program?
Well, I'm going to tell you what, Dave, since you called in, we'll have a little bit of fun. Now, normally you could just go through the website. You could just go to johnjubilee.com, and if you log in through there, you know, you can get in contact with me to get started. But do you have a pen handy?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. Well, I tell you what, let's just have some fun right on the air here, because my right-hand executive assistant, Bridget Morris, write down that name, Bridget Morris.
Okay.
And I do this to her once in a while. You know, I drop her name on the air and then give her phone number. And people just blow up her phone.
Okay.
But her number is 615-481-4800. 9522.
Okay, 9522.
Yep, and you call her directly and you just say, hey, I talked to John Jubilee on the phone and he said you're his, you know, she's the only person that can book appointments for me personally.
Okay.
And you call her and you tell her and I'll meet with you in person.
Okay. Do that. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, and Dave, I got good news for you. I got good news for you, and I'll say it right here, you know, in front of all of our other friends and listeners that are listening. Dave, I'm telling you that you in 4 weeks from the day you start, you can lose 30 pounds of fat. 30
wow.
pounds of fat in 4 weeks, even with your bad knees.
Okay, well, I'm very excited to hear that. Wonderful. Well, I will call her, John, and thank you so much. You've got me very excited. Thank you for taking my call, and I will call.
All right,
Ms. Morris.
Well,
thank
Dave,
you very much.
Looking forward to it. We're going to do it.
Yes, sir. Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Well, friends, I got great news for you. Whether you got bad knees, bad ankles, I had a surgeon. And he's probably going to be on television with me shortly here. But when he came in, he had so many physical issues of his own. It was difficult for him to even walk. And so when he came in, one of his questions was, he said, I want to do your program. He said, but I can barely walk right now, without extreme discomfort and pain. And I said, you can do it. And do you know that that surgeon, 4 weeks later, had lost 55 pounds of fat? Yep, I did not stutter, and I'm not making that up. 55 pounds of fat in 4 weeks. He lost 7 inches off of his waist. He said his clothes were falling off, and his cholesterol was the best it had ever been in his whole life. That's right. And he was a surgeon. He said he had taken every good type of cholesterol medication known to man in the medical world for 15 years. But after just 4 weeks of his John Jubilee transformation experience, his cholesterol was the healthiest it had been in his whole life. He lost 55 pounds of fat. And oh, by the way, he said, John, I can walk for an hour just comfortable as can be. That's real transformation. That's a real experience. When you get healthy at a cellular level and you transform and lose your fat, you will not have sagging skin. You won't have sagging skin. I hear of all these extreme shows, and I don't watch any of them, but I hear about them. People lose this weight, and they have to have these skin surgeries. I had a man right here in Nashville, Tennessee, 64 years old, lose 175 pounds of fat. That's a person. He lost that in 88 days and 8 weeks. 5 months, he lost a human. He lost 175 pounds of fat. His skin, tight as a drum, and he came off of 10 medications. 10. I had a couple, Aaron and Brenda Carey. You may have heard them call into the show. They have posted their testimonial on johnjubilee.com. Aaron and Brenda Carey lost 175 pounds of fat in their household. Between the two of them, they lost 175 pounds in 88 days. 88 days. Brenda lost 57 inches and her skin is radiant. Someone that saw their picture on johnjubilee.com said that Brenda's before picture looks like the mother of her after picture. That's right, Brenda, if you're listening, somebody said that to me this week. They said that woman's before picture looks like the mother of the after picture. That's real transformation. But on johnjubilee.com, these people choose to post their testimonials and their story. Why? To encourage you that maybe you can have the same experience that they had. And you can. What do you have to do? You just have to log on to johnjubilee.com, put in your information. One of my staff will literally call you back within 24 hours because we're here for you. We're here to help change your life and give you optimal health at a cellular level, help you become the best you that you can possibly be. Go log on to johnjubilee.com today. I want to help change this world one person at a time, and I want to start with you.